Crime Alert. I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Ethan and Savannah Katz ask a close friend, Nicole Verzi, to babysit Leon and Ari, their six-week-old twins, just for the day while they catch up on sleep. After several hours with the boys, the babysitter rushes the two to the hospital. Nicole Verzi claims Leon fell from his bouncer chair while she was preparing a bottle. The baby has a skull fracture and multiple brain bleeds. Leon dies. Doctors say there's no way Leon's injuries were an accident. Ari also shows signs of abuse.
Nancy, Verzi is a fifth-year PhD student studying depression's effects on human behavior and physical health. Verzi's lawyer describes her as a longtime family friend of the Katzes, adding that his client is backed by a, quote, loving and supportive family. Verzi is now held at the Allegheny County Jail.
Nicole Verzi, 29, pleads not guilty to homicide, ag assault, and endangering welfare of children. Samara Thomas, 18, chats online with a potential date for about a week before they decide to meet in person. As the date walks up the front drive, she suddenly gets cold feet. But instead of canceling, she calls 911, telling the operator her, quote, abusive ex-boyfriend refuses to leave and is threatening to hurt her. Iowa cops meet the confused man as he's leaving Thomas's front yard. He shows them the messages between the two to prove he's never even met Samaya Thomas. Officers turn their attention to the teen girl, Samaya Thomas, now charged with a fake 911 call and making false statements to police. Beware, date number two. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
We begin on the West Coast as authorities say a man who prosecutors have accused of stabbing five people, two fatally, in a July 4th attack in a California beach town has now been charged with murder. With more, here's Sydney Sumner of Crime Online.
26-year-old Logan Christopher Kelly faces charges of murder, attempted murder, assault with a deadly weapon, and battery on a police officer. Prosecutors have applied the special circumstance of multiple murders provision, which could result in the death penalty or life without parole. The violent incident occurred just after 11 p.m. in Huntington Beach, where a group was watching fireworks. According to prosecutors, Kelly, under the influence of alcohol and hallucinogenic drugs, began stabbing people with a knife. The attack claimed the lives of 42-year-old Eric Hodges and 47-year-old William Collins. Three others were injured, two 35-year-old men and one of their fathers, age 68, who are expected to survive. Kelly, who hails from nearby Redondo Beach, did not know any of the victims. Bystanders, including a 16-year-old boy, managed to detain him until police arrived. Kelly is also accused of assaulting the boy, spitting on a police officer, and using a racial slur during his arrest. The intersection where the attack occurred is about five blocks from the beach. On the 4th of July, thousands of revelers flocked to the city to watch the annual Independence Day parade as well as the city fireworks display, which began around 9 p.m.
The horrific event was part of a series of violent incidents across the country on the 4th of July, resulting in at least 33 deaths, including 11 in Chicago. The holiday remains one of the deadliest days in the United States each year.
Thanks, John. Janet Walsh, 70, lives alone, Schiller Township, Pennsylvania. But she enjoys frequent visits from her daughter. Janet attends physical therapy once a week to deal with mobility issues, but calls to cancel her appointment the very next day. When Janet's daughter shows up for dinner the next evening, she can't find mom. Janet's silver 2018 Chevy Trax is missing from the driveway, along with her purse. But her cell phone is on the charger upstairs. Searches of the area turn up nothing. Her car, with Pennsylvania license plate K-Kappa-T-Taurus-W-6007, has never been found. Janet Walsh, now missing 4 years. 5'3", short white hair, hazel eyes, about 200 pounds. If you have info on Janet Walsh, call Allegheny County, Pennsylvania PD 833-255-8477. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.